It's time for First Voices Radio with Teal'c'Kissin' Ghost Horse. Please stay tuned.
What makes you such a threat?
We choose the right to be who we are. We know the difference between the reality of freedom and the illusion of freedom. There's a way to live with Earth and a way not to live with Earth. We choose the way of Earth. It's about power.
Joshua.
Tu vas te lo tanya wa chianke chante wa ste na pe chu zapielo le chante e taha obogla ke le unki piki he wa ste lo to ka he tun ka shla o cheki a kan kapi wana am bet tu vita wania wa ka o ya te ki wana ki tapo am bet tu ki le wa ste kte an ma kopta na kapi ki he First Voices Radio palamielo. Greetings and good day and welcome, my relatives. I shake your hands with a good heart. It's good for all of us to be here. Look to the forever ones first, and let's acknowledge relationship to all. The life-giving force of the sun, wake up. It's time to wake up now, relations. Today will be a good day. And you are listening to First Voices Radio, and Teal'c'Kissin' Ghost Horse sending you greetings and strength from the highlands of the Esopus, or temporarily called the Catskill Mountains, in the lands of the Muncie, speaking Lenape. This is an all-native hosted, all-native produced First Voices Radio, and Liz Hill from the Red Lake Ojibwe Nation is a producer of First Voices Radio. And you can hear us on iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Buzzsprout, Spotify, and other media, as well as firstvoicesindigenousradio.org for archived downloading and listening. You know, when I was a child growing up on the western South Dakota prairies, watching the cycles of life and seasons change, I'd rarely see the reservation-wide government fire trucks rushing sirens and flashing lights racing over the hills to stop prairie fires or flash fires caused by a lightning strike. The Bureau of Indian Affairs fireworkers would usually let the dry grass fires burn out, making sure they didn't put animals, trees, and humans in danger. Even so, within the last decade or so across continents, the alarming rise of forest fires, even caused by a careless cigarette or leaving a smoldering campfire, firework celebrations are one of the general fire hazards humans leave on the ground. For instance, tossing a glass bottle could magnify dried tinder enough to smolder where the winds fan it into flames. All across Earth, people are unaware how trivial they make the dangers of fire into insignificance where there is simply no thought, just as this statement becomes redundant. No one likes to be told how to think, especially how they might be putting others in danger by human arrogance that if a fire burns everything, that it will grow back. Indeed, the forest will grow back, but not before modernity builds on the barren surfaces for civilization's sake. Here, we forget that civilizations forget about the natural movements of plants, birds, and animals, and yes, indigenous peoples. Indigenous peoples who have experienced tens of thousands of years living with fire and working with fire to ensure all lives matter, all relations matter, and not just the anthropocentric human. Indigenous peoples sing about their relationships with other life forms and respecting their life-giving forces to all of each other's life. Once in a while, I'm compelled, after hearing a song about how we forget about our impact on Earth, with our rational justifications of making our world, our civilization better by ignoring the natural balance, and continue in our narcissistic ideas often because we as humans caused the tragedies we lament in song. These songs need to be medicine songs, healing songs, ancient tried and true songs, not looking for popularity, but for respecting the place Earth has in heart for humanity. We will never overcome fire, but through respecting the source, it will help us understand our struggles and misunderstandings about using fire as a weapon and not one of natural balance. Our guest for this half hour is Benny Klein, who hosts A Miniature World, a popular music and interview show at WPKN-FM in Bridgeport, Connecticut. Benny also maintains a private practice in psychotherapy in New Haven, Connecticut, and has been a lecturer and an author and has published essays in Huffington Post, Media Psychoanalytical Perspectives, Seneca Review, and several anthologies. Benny's latest creative project is an indie music collaboration in These Trees and Tardy. While sorting through submissions for her radio show, Benny was particularly captivated by an Australian singer-songwriter who performs as Tardy or Natasha Anderson. Two women share a passion for nature and survival of Earth. I heard this song, Ablaze, in a recent release for In These Trees and Tardy, a poignant protest against a heartless treatment of Earth, particularly resonant in these times of increasingly destructive environmental events. The song Ablaze was co-produced and co-arranged by Benny Klein and will appear on their upcoming album, The Quiver. Benny lives in Hamden, Connecticut with her husband and two dogs. Benny, I heard and I was this song, and I'm glad you contacted me, this great song Ablaze, which was a recent release for those in called for In the Trees and Tardy. Protest against heartless treatment of the earth, in particular resonant in these times of increasingly destructive environmental events. To me, it reached in and grabbed something with my heart and kind of pulled it out and say, hey, look, pay attention. And I'd like to for you to talk about this, Benny. Please go ahead, Benny. Tell me a little bit about Ablaze, because I will be playing this intermittently, maybe throughout the rest of the year and into the future too. Thank you for being on Earth Voices Radio.
I'm honored to be here, Teokasin. I have heard many of your programs over the years and been very moved by the work that you're doing. And I'm really, really delighted that you responded emotionally to the song Ablaze, because I think in some ways when it comes to art as protest, if you will, we have to feel something before we can do anything. And I've been getting the impression that Ablaze is that kind of song. I think of it as a potential climate anthem, and I will tell you about how it came to be and its origins. And I'm delighted to do that with you, because there's something very magical for me about this story. And in Hawaii, the volcano is active again. Morocco, an earthquake killed about 3,000 people. There's been flooding and dam failures in Libya that appear to have killed about 4,000, and catastrophic flooding in places like Greece and China and Pakistan and Britain and Vermont. And the wildfires have been growing into megafires. So what's happening now is that the almost half the ocean, which is two-thirds of the planet, is experiencing simultaneous heat waves. I mean, these kind of facts are what really get me, that there's a bay in Canada which has had wildfires where the salmon are dying because it is too hot. The water is too hot. So it's past time to declare a global emergency. So what happened that led me into this world was that back before the pandemic, 2019-2020, I was approached via email by a very passionate and independent Australian recording artist named Tardy. Her full name, Natasha Anderson, out of the Melbourne area. And she asked me, in my role as a radio DJ if I would consider playing her song Winter's Girl, which had won some awards and received considerable attention. I listened to it and there was something about her voice that really grabbed me. And my feeling was, I want her to be more well known. Played Winter's Girl, time went on, pandemic hits, wildfires are happening in Melbourne to the extent that in Tardy's house, her house filled with smoke, and friends of hers had houses destroyed. So we began to communicate via email because, again, Tardy is in Melbourne, Australia, and I'm in Connecticut. And so I wasn't sure we would ever actually meet in person, but this alchemy was born that I never expected, in that, in an impulsive moment, like one does at times with creative work or other moments in life, I said, I've written some lyrics. Would you take a look? But I'd never written song. And I had been starting to write songs. And they got inspired by heartbreak and loss and memory. I sent her a couple of songs and she started to put them to music. She's a wonderful piano player. And I found that she was singing my heart somehow, though we didn't know each other. We are decades apart in age. We have very different lives. We live in these different places. We have different cultures. But somehow it was as if my lyrics and her music went off together and fell in love. And so she recorded some of my material and we started sending it to a producer that I knew in Woodstock, in the Woodstock area, David Barron, who has done amazing work, won some Grammys, the Lumineers, Lenny Kravitz, Meghan Trainor, quite a guy. And I had met him. And how I would have ideas about, let's have strings here, let's have this kind of things. And so we worked remotely, Teokasin, which is how many creative acts happened during the pandemic, as we know. We're starting to see now what came out of that. So Tardy would send her vocals and so forth. We would add musicians. So let's move forward a bit to Ablaze. I should say that we now have 10 songs. 5 singles have been released under the moniker In These Trees and Tardy. And it's based on a poem by Robert Bly. And I had always remembered phrases from it as I went through my life. I had quotes from the poem on bulletin boards everywhere. The body is like a November birch facing into the heavens. In these trees, there is no ambition. But that sentiment stayed with me, still gives me chills. And somehow when it was time to name this indie music project, it was In These Trees. And then my collaborator is Tardy. We're writing all these songs together. So we added and Tardy. So we have 5 songs out. We hope to have the album out mid-November. And the album will be called The Quiver. And that is partly based on one of the songs, which is called Quiver. So you can find all these streaming. You can find them on YouTube and so forth. It's a jungle out there for indie music people who are unknown. On one of the Zoom recording sessions or work sessions, we talked about the wildfires. And Australia was really, it was devastating. And Tardy's politically motivated, very committed to nature, animals, things like that. And she said that some grassroots things were happening around Melbourne, where the fires were at that point. And Australia is beginning to have a burn season again now. And local musicians were writing what they called fire songs, and they were putting them on local stations. And I found it very interesting. And she said, yeah, I wrote one. I don't know what I'm going to do with it. She apparently didn't know what she had created. And I spontaneously said, again on Zoom, sing it for me. And she got out her Korg, which is the electronic keyboard. And of course, that first line, how much is she worth? And I knew right away that she was the earth. That in her lyrics was just, it nearly took my breath away. How much is she worth? You went and put a number on her. How much does she deserve? And so on. And as I heard the song, I said, Tardy, do not discard this. At the very least, make me a demo and I'll play it on my show. And so she did. And I played it on the show and we got some feedback. And I had the idea to reach out to Yale Climate Connections, which is a daily little sort of tiny podcast and newsletter. And they interviewed me, and then I in turn interviewed Tardy about how she came to write Ablaze. And she described how helpless she was feeling watching the images of the huge fires burning. And there was outrage about the fact that their prime minister, Scott Morrison, left during the height of the fires to go on vacation in Hawaii. She felt hopeless, she said. She wanted to release some of her frustrations, thinking no one would ever hear it. And it was a bit of a departure for her. She's written pop music, love songs. This was political for her. They need to pay attention to. So I played for the producer, and he also falls in love with it. And at that point, it was vocal and piano. And here we come to someone you know, Jen Kreisberg. So I'll explain how that synchronicity occurred. I'm talking with the producer, and he's saying, what do you hear? What do you hear? And I said at first, I hear drums. I hear percussion without cymbals. I hear a kind of militaristic pounding. That was the first thing. We didn't wind up using any percussion. And he said, I think I hear strings. And we did wind up using some viola, which accentuates some of the emotion in the song, done by a brilliant musician named Olivier Manchon. And then I said, but there's something else I need. In addition to Tardy's harmonies, I'm hearing other women's voices. And what immediately came to my mind was Ulali. And Ulali being a Native American trio that I had heard on WPKN many years prior, fell in love with the song Machik, listened to Robbie Robertson incorporate them, and just thought, oh, I know Jen. And we reached out to her and sent her Ablaze, just the demo. And she said, this is beautiful. And she said, I find it very moving and I'm not easily moved. And I respected that. And it turned out that we arranged to meet at a recording studio in Connecticut with an engineer named Phil Mann, a wonderful guy who works with Jen frequently. Drove up there and she said, this song is quite something. I said, Jen, I just want you to wail. I want you to wail. Let it out. Let it out. And she's behind the glass. And she and her engineer have produced Emmy Award-winning soundtracks in that studio, Silk City Music Factory in Manchester. At any rate, as you can hear on the song, she lent something to it that I was yearning for. And at one point when I invited her to really let it out, so to speak, I turned and looked at my husband who had come with me and he was weeping. And so Ablaze got into its final form.
This is beautiful, Benny. Thank you. Benny Klein, just to add a little bit to your story, I was in Australia that year when the fires were burning. And I was with the Aborigines out in the outback near north of Melbourne. We went up into the mountains and we got beyond the zone where we weren't supposed to. But we did go and we did some prayers up there. We came back down. And what happened is that we went to that area's creator where he came to, well, the creator came to this place where we took the story of the fire to the creation site. And from that point on, we understood that the fires were helping to rejuvenate, regenerate, but yet there was something missing. And to me, this ablaze talks about the heartache, not just of humans, but of Earth. And that's what came out of why we spent time in Australia that year. So, but this is a great story. Thank you for this. And I can't wait to play this song for the people. But thank you for being here, Benny. Thank you for the insight and the intuition you had to getting this song ablaze together. It's very moving, and I think it will stay here in my file for a long time and bring it out once in a while to remind us of our neighbors, our relations, the trees, and how much they mean to us, and to remind people that the importance of us to them also as humans. But thank you, Benny Klein, for being here. It's just an honor. So thank you.
Oh, you are more than welcome. And it has been an honor for me to, in many ways, premiere the final production of Ablaze on your program.
Thank you very much. Be well down there, WPKN land.
Thank you.
Thank you. See ya.
Take care.
Why do we wait?
Gonna get I want love in return.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I know this is a lesson, Mr. Baxter, you have learned. Mr. Baxter, tell me,
who do you think you are, Mr. Baxter? You're never gonna get my love.
Make me cry, Mr. Big Stuff. Tell me, just who.
You are listening to KBOO Portland on 90.7 FM, K282 BH Philomath on 104.3 FM, and K220 HR Hood River on 91.9 FM. Special thanks to the recent donors to our fall membership drive, Fresh Off the Vine. Thank you to Barbara H., Gregory S., Lisa A., and Thomas H. Join these lovely people in supporting KBOO today. It's our last week, so it's a great time to give. You can go online to kbu.fm/give or text kbu.